Hey, good afternoon, AM 9. Hey, good afternoon, AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Sorry about that, Doug Pad, just sitting in here. 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock today, so let's go on a little two-hour drive time. If again, a lot happening in our state, a lot happening in our country. We're going to catch up on a lot of that. And fortunately, a lot happening in Minnesota's 3rd Congressional District, including the candidacy of Dean Phillips. Dean, thanks for being on the show today.
Good to be with you, Doug.
Hey, congratulations on this run. It means a lot to a lot of us that you win, and it means a lot that Eric Paulson's not the representative of the 3rd Congressional District any longer.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I got to tell you, Doug, it's been the most purposeful and also joyful journey of my life. So to everybody listening who's participating, a heartfelt thank you.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Dean, I think you've captured people's hearts. I was at a breakfast yesterday, and someone said to me, a guy named John, I'll tell you, John. His name's John Prine. He said, "Boy, this Dean Phillips, he's the guy." And he went on at this whole table of in South Minneapolis of a bunch of guys and was singing your praises. So, congratulations on that. Hope a lot of people.
And to John and everybody else, you know, this is about we, not me, and I'm the messenger. And it's going to take a big village, and we're making it happen. And sincerely, thanks to everybody listening. And we've got a lot of work to do. I want to remind people that. November is still 140 some days away, and every day matters, and we got a lot of work to do. So everybody's invited, as I say.
Yeah, in fact, that's the slogan on your website. The little banner on the top of, you know, Phillips for Congress says, "Everyone's invited to the movement." Would you give us just a picture of what the movement is as you see it? I mean, I know you list your policies and all that there, but
sure. It
seems as if you have a sense that there's another kind of movement afoot that you're part of and you want to invite other people to be part of it as well.
Yeah, and you know that movement is a movement of participation. And I say to many that despite the anxiety and fear and distaste that so many of us have for this current administration, it's what we do about it that matters. And I think we've been presented a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to engage and participate and activate. And what I'm seeing happening in neighborhoods and towns and villages, not just throughout the 3rd District, but throughout the country, is inspiring and energizing and makes me strangely hopeful and optimistic in a time where I know so many are feeling just the opposite. So it's a reminder that what happens is up to us. You know, I'm just a candidate. There are millions of us around the country who recognize that we have got to do something, no longer can sit on the sidelines. And this is our time. So that is the movement, and that's why everybody's invited.
You know, one of the things we're seeing in not only the President of the United States, but in many congressional, in many Congress people, is the fact that the person in the role has an awful lot of influence. Like, I totally agree with you. I'm 100% behind participation and the you know, it's we the people, and it's a government of the people by the people. But it's also a representative democracy. So these people who represent, who don't say things, who don't speak out, who do speak out and say things that are so harmful and hurtful. It's just, I feel like we live in a time where there's more clarity about the power of people in these positions that need to step up and be part of sometimes stopping things that seem so heavy and so dark. So I know that puts a lot of pressure on someone who, you know, you have just your role to play. But, boy, there are times where we need people to play that role in our government. Do you have a sense about that? Like, I know you have a lot of policies that are important. They all matter, representing all the voices, all the people. That matters. But do you have a sense about what your candidacy means right now for Minnesota being a voice that's going to lead this country and have impact around the world?
Yes, I've always been somebody who runs towards challenge, not away from it. Surely this is a time that we need more people on both sides of the aisle who are willing to do so. And I would argue that Representative Paulson has failed the test of leadership. He's been presented ample opportunity to be outspoken, to be bold, to put principle over party, and he has failed time and time again. And I say to many, Doug, that our Constitution anticipated a president like Donald Trump. It did not anticipate a Congress filled with so many who lack courage.
How about that?
And this is a time for courage, and this is a time for leadership, and it goes to show that every seat in the House of Representatives matters, every vote matters, every voice matters, And to anybody who is contemplating whether to activate on November 6th, I think we saw in the last election the results from those who choose not to. This is a time to participate. And thank goodness we live in a time and in a country that allows us that opportunity.
Well, folks, I'm talking to Dean Phillips. He's running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District here in Minnesota. Dean, tell us a little bit about this district for those who don't keep track of their cities by their congressional district code. This is one that has a mixed bag from, you know, Brooklyn Park, Coon Rapids, Bloomington, Eden Prairie, parts of Edina, Minnetonka, Wayzata. First of all, what's your favorite city of those? I'll put you on the spot.
I'm just kidding. I was born in the 3rd District, born in Edina.
Yeah.
I was born in St. Paul, actually raised in Edina. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful part about the 3rd District is that it is an extraordinary mosaic of people and cultures, histories, mm-hmm. Wonderful diversity, and perhaps from an electoral perspective, a very important district nationally, especially in this forthcoming election, because it is one of the few purple districts left in this country. Many split their tickets. It is a district that voted for Obama twice in 2008 and 2012, voted for Clinton by almost 10 points in 2016, votes for Senator Klobuchar by landslide margins, but has not elected a Democrat to this seat since the 1958 election, if you can imagine that. And that's going to change this November, but
yes,
that's what makes the 3rd District what I consider to be one of the more important in the country, because people choose candidates over parties and principle over party. And I think that's important. I wish we had more like it, frankly, across this country.
Are you having some meetings here over the summer for people who are so excited and fired up about making change in the country? You know, I talk to people all the time. We're just like, what can I do? Who can I meet? Politicians, even candidates, feel so far away. I know to a candidate doesn't feel like that because you're doing all you can
sure.
to meet people. But where could people meet you? How could they engage in your campaign or be part of the effort that you're going to be part of between now and November 6th?
Well, Doug, as I said earlier, everyone's invited, and that's not just a slogan. That is a principle. And to that end, we've built a campaign that is entirely different than I believe any campaign in the past. Our campaign office is called the Conversation Cottage. It's at 478 2nd Street in the heart of Excelsior. Everybody is welcome. In fact, I'm here right now, and we've had streams of people coming into the office today asking to volunteer. We've got a hive of activity. We've got what we call our government repair truck, my 1960 International Harvester that I drive around the district all the time, inviting people to have a conversation over a cup of coffee or lemonade. We have our government repair pontoon boat that we are launching on Lake Minnetonka this week, which will also afford opportunities for people to come meet me and have conversations. And lastly, you may remember we had an ice fishing shack this winter, our government repair shack, which is now our mobile campaign office. And we tow it around the district. We'll have a whole schedule of locations over the coming months where people can come meet me, say hello, share what's on their mind, and get involved in this this movement. And most of all, we're having fun. I want to show people that campaigning is not always tedious. It's joyful. It's an extraordinary experience. You build a sense of community that is unlike any that you can experience otherwise. And if there was ever a more important time to do so, it surely is right now.
PhillipsForCongress.org. That's the website. You can find the information that you need right there. And Dean, how do you think about the Republicans or people who have reflexively voted Republican for their congressperson in this district for all these years? How are you approaching those people? Because there's, you know, the animosity is so high in this country, and people are seeing those who are supporting Donald Trump and Paulson, and they're just, you know, they can hardly say hello to them in the afternoon, right? It's really intense. So I would imagine that you're running into that there's people who, you know, aren't all in on Phillips for Congress quite yet. What are you doing to pull those people in and help them to have a better voting experience?
Well, you know, as we've been speaking about, everyone's invited, and that is that's the more than a slogan. It's very much true, and we have had hundreds and hundreds of disaffected Republicans proactively approach our campaign about volunteering and participating and contributing, and they are. And Doug, you know well that Minnesota has a long-standing tradition of thoughtful Republicans and Democrats who used to work together. Talking about the Jim Ramsteads of the world and the Humphreys and the Mondales and the Dave Durenbergers and the Arne Carlsons, you know, moderate, thoughtful, engaged and very principled leaders from both parties. And I'm inviting people who remember those times and who wish for a return to collaboration and the sharing of ideas and the debate of ideas. And the unification in our common interest. And to your question, change is happening and change is coming. And Republicans in this district are reassessing that allegiance to party and putting principle first. And I think we're going to see some remarkable change forthcoming this November. And it's healthy for this country. And that's just the beginning, because electoral change is a start. And now we've got to engage and activate an entire new generation of thoughtful Democrats and, frankly, thoughtful conservatives who are willing to put this country ahead of some of the more divisive policies and tactics that have kept people apart.
That's Dean Phillips. He's running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District here in Minnesota. Dean, congratulations. Want the best for you. And people can find out all that of the campaign over at phillipsforcongress.org. Thanks, Dean.
Hey, thanks, Doug. And then just a reminder, anybody can come by our Conversation Cottage, 478 2nd Street in Excelsior. We'd love to see you.
And they can grab a yogurt. Yeah, they can grab a frozen yogurt and come on over. And
you got it.
Yeah. Over at Licks. All right, dude. Hey, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it really matters, friends. So if you know people that are in this 3rd Congressional District, or if you know people who want to support this, it's really one of the seats that's going to flip. There's going to be a big wave of seats that are going to change, and that's going to mean a lot. I look forward to having Dean on again. I do want to ask him at some point where he would find himself if an impeachment vote were to come up about the president of the United States, because I think that's going to be in the offing for people who are representing the state of Minnesota. There's going to be some decisions they're going to be making in the next 9 to 12 months, and it really matters on this one. So a lot of us have been encouraging people to stay alive and to stay encouraged and to keep going, and it's been a long haul. It's been a long number of days, and now the president has come to this state. He's coming to Minnesota today, and there's just something that riles me up about that. So we'll talk about that after the break. AM 950. The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, your chance to find out what's happening locally, why it matters nationally, and how this state will once again become a leader in a progressive understanding of government, community, and civic life. AM 950, The Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
As with their Eat Street sister on Nicollet Avenue, the Bad Waitress at 700 Central and Northeast is committed to working with local purveyors and serving organic food whenever possible. But the Northeast location is a bit more grown up. This finer diner has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including the chicken and waffle with roasted half chicken, bourbon pickled jalapeno corn waffle, and a roasted poblano gravy. Check out the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
Would you or your organization like to become better storytellers? The Uptake can help. Learn from the best teachers in Minnesota when it comes to writing, photography, audio documentary, or live video streaming. I'm personally teaching the live video classes. We're offering classes on Saturdays in June. There's a charge, but there's a discount for students and low-income people. Space is limited, so register now at theuptake.org/classes. That's theuptake.org/classes and learn to storytell like a pro.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Doug Padgett sitting in 321 today. Used to hearing another voice at this time, but I'm in for a couple of hours today. Because sometimes even radio hosts, they need a little break. I'll tell you, Brett, I listen to these commercials, and a lot of people do. They pay attention to them. And in fact, when we come out of this break, going to the next commercial set, I'm going to play some Bruce Springsteen songs. And if you can call in and tell us, what Bruce Springsteen song that is, you gonna win a little something. We have a little ads or little promotions. I said ads because they're really just tricks to get people to listen to the commercials. But if someone were to listen to the commercials here regularly, which people do, boy, you could get yourself hungry listening to AM 950. All of the ads that describe these delectables is really really quite something, from the Bad Waitress and Victor's, and it's
that's why it's Eat Local Minnesota.
Yeah,
money stays local too.
Yeah,
Big Applebee's or whoever else. It's actually good local food.
Yeah, I'm now shamefully picking a salad from Wendy's out of my teeth, and I feel like somehow I just gave my money to someone else. I don't even know who. I don't even know where that Dave Thomas lives. But eating local, living local, being engaged locally is super important. I feel myself a little destabilized today just by the fact that Donald Trump is coming to the state of Minnesota. There's an imagination in the United States that's been in existence from our founding, that this is a federation, right? There's a federal collective of states. And so your state identity means a lot to you. I travel the country quite a bit for all kinds of work that I do. I write books and pastor churches and do activism and stuff. So I travel. And it's curious, when people ask where I'm from, sometimes if I'm like in hip environments, where I'm hanging around cool kids, I'll say I'm from Minneapolis, because that helps, right? It's true, but it's also – it helps, for people to say like, oh, yeah, that's a great city. I hear it's – you know what they always say, Brett, when you say – if you travel around in the crowds that I run around in, you say I'm from Minneapolis. They'll say, oh, that's a lot like Portland, or that's a lot like Austin.
Good compliment, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice little compliment. Like, there's a little group, so people think really highly. I tend to want to and find myself often saying I'm from Minnesota. It's curious. People who are from states where the state is their identity versus people that live in places where their city is their identity. Case in point, you meet someone from Chicago, you know what they'll never say when you say, where do you live? They'll never say Illinois. I mean, this person could live 40 miles from Chicago and they'll say Chicago, right? The Chicago kind of dominates the city. L.A. is the same way. Some of these kind of big, significant cities, people rarely will say I'm from Texas if they're from Houston, or, I'm from California if they're from San Francisco. But Minnesotans, even though, we have one of the great cities in all of human civilization here in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The two each on their own and together, spectacular. And all the suburbs around it, great place to live, fantastic. But I still end up finding myself saying, I'm from Minnesota. I don't know if it's because we have the Minnesota Vikings and the Minnesota Twins, and you said the Minnesota North Star. Like, our sports teams are even state-oriented, right? It's a very state-oriented place. I bring all that up because Donald Trump is coming to Minnesota, and somehow it feels with him coming here that he's just like creeping right inside my world. Like he's always inside my head, because I can't get him out, and I just feel like that we live in the most unique time where our country is under serious pain and assault. But right now he's like making his way right into the state of Minnesota, and it just really has me turned about. So at the 4:30 slot here today, I'm going to talk with a friend of mine who's up in Duluth. He's going to be out protesting, out standing around, out helping to see and to present a view in opposition to the president being there, because I think that that really matters. But I bring all that up because if we're going to organize locally, even our if we're going to take our passions of the presidency and bring them into our local set, I think some of it is to believe deeply who we are as Americans, but also who we are as Minnesotans. And one of the things about AM 950 that I appreciate about it, and the reason that it matters for us, is that it helps us to develop that sense of a progressive identity in Minnesota. When you talk politics around the country and you meet people from around the country or they hear things about Minnesota, what they'll often say is, well, you guys have it easy there, at least the people I hang around with. You guys have it easy there because it's such a progressive state. Well, that's not a given. It is not a given that this is going to be a progressive state. Donald Trump nearly won the presidential vote in the state of Minnesota. I mean, I know that seems just mind-bending, but he nearly won the state of Minnesota. That we've had Republican governors and one who was a governor wanting to run for governor again. The commitment for Minnesota to stay a progressive place and the kind of place that, at least to my imagination, you want to brag about and tell people you live here and use it as your sense of location identity. It's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of effort. And that's something I want to talk about today with all of us, is a Minnesota way, a Minnesota way of being engaged in our politics. So I'd like to hear some stories from some of you, because I think in this time when Donald Trump is coming into our state and he's creeping in, it feels a little bit like, you know, winter is sneaking in, for those of us who don't care for winter quite as much, right? You just sort of get that unsettled feeling that something's not quite right. And it just feels like this dark cloud is sort of rolling in, and he's going to stand up and he's just going to pitch all that vile stuff that he's been talking about right here. So I'm even more fired up about it today than I am most of the time. So I'd like to hear some stories from you about the Minnesota political way, what you think we advocate for. Because if we don't tell ourselves the stories, if we don't remind ourselves of what matters, if we don't tell ourselves about how we want to be, it's easy to lose all of that. You can get all stirred up and lose all of it. So the phone number here, 952-946-6205. We're going to go into a break here in a minute, so don't call right now. Wait a minute and call after the break, and you know, and listen to the songs coming in and out of the break here, so you can win the contest. But I'd like to hear some stories about how people understand their political life as a Minnesotan. And I'll tell you that tomorrow is the longest day of the year, summer solstice. People that remember this are people whose birthdays are June 21st. They'll always tell you, oh, it's June 21st. It's the summer solstice. Most other people don't pay any attention. Like your pagan friends, if you've got some friend from, you know, college or something that got into paganism, they pay a lot of attention to it because they pay attention to the lunar and sun calendars. But the summer solstice is the longest day of the year. Sun is up from just before 5:30 in the morning until 9:03 at night. And then it's going to just hang around even longer than that. And tomorrow, I'm going to be not here on the radio from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock or 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I'm going to be walk, running, or rolling from 5:30 in the morning until 9:03 at night. Other people are going to do an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours. And it's a part of a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser called the Walk, Roll, Run. And we're raising money for kids in Guatemala, little sweeties that live in an orphanage in Guatemala who are affected by HIV and AIDS. And all this care that we've turned up, and it's been really important that we care about kids on our southern border who are being separated from their parents. And a lot of those kids are from Guatemala. So that pain that you felt about those kids, one of the things you can do to respond to that is care for kids that are in Guatemala. So there's a fundraiser. You can contribute $25, and that pays for an hour. And I will walk, run, or roll around the three beautiful lakes of Minneapolis, Lake of the Isles, Bademecaska, and Lake Harriet, on your behalf. And your money goes directly to these kids. You can find that information over at longestday.us. Because tomorrow's the longest day of the year. See how clever that is? Longestday.us. And you can find out all about that. And that's one of the things that Minnesotans do. We care for other people. I like to hear your stories about how Minnesotans engage their politics here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, 952-946-6205. And listen up for the song coming out of the break. Call and tell us if you know what that song is.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once, and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
The Twin Cities Pride Festival, the largest free pride celebration in the U.S., is coming Saturday and Sunday, June 23rd and 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Loring Park with 400 exhibitor booths, 40 food vendors, 4 stages with music, drag shows, and more. On Sunday, June 24th at 9:30 a.m., lace up your shoes for the Rainbow Run 5K starting at Boom Island in Minneapolis. Entrance is just $30 in advance, and you will get free admission to the beer garden and a free beer if you're 21 or over. And bring your race number to the Pride Festival. Prizes available for the best-dressed participants. Go to tcpride.org for details and to register. At 11 a.m., the Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade begins with 150 floats and parade entries. Come out to the parade for music, dance, rainbow everything, and an all-out celebration. Celebrate our accomplishments towards LGBT equality and feel the love. So many events, so be sure to see the entire schedule at Pride 2018 at tcpride.org. That's tcpride.org.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style Sundays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 950. Habitation is Minneapolis's coolest furniture design studio. Our in-house design staff specializes in creating spaces that reflect your style, your values, and your taste. From edgy modern to transitional, Habitation is here to help you craft your home. Know what's also exciting? Habitation offers AM 950 listeners complimentary interior design services, which include an appraisal of any furniture pieces you may want to trade in for store credit. That's right. Habitation will take your gently used furniture and issue you store credit on fresh, fantastic furniture. Check out Habitation today. 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park, 1 mile east of Highway 100, or visit us online at habitationdesign.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly sunny skies today with a high near 79. Tonight cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday sunny with a high near 79. And Friday sunny with a high around 80. Victor's 1959 Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and offers traditional Cuban recipes. Some of those delicious entrees include the authentic Cuban pork barbecue sandwich. All for dessert, check out the pina colada cake, passion mango cheesecake, and much more. Victor's 1959 Cafe is off Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
AM 950 Progressive Voice in Minnesota. It's coming out of the break. It's our Bruce Springsteen song guess competition coming out of the break. So if you know this song, give us a call over at 952-946-6205, and you'll win a little prize if you know that song. And there's a particular reason for the selection of that song, so I won't give away too many hints. But actually, if somebody doesn't know the name of that song.
Well, I didn't get to the part that kind of gives away the name of the song.
Yeah, that's right. You cut that part off just before. But it fits the theme for our day, some of the things that we're talking about today. What's going on in our country? What's going on in our state? And I've asked people if they would give us a call for a number of reasons. One, so you can win a little competition here on Do You Know Your Bruce Springsteen Music? But also, what do you think and find and experience as so special about the Minnesota way, about the Minnesota life, about the Minnesota political approach, because there's something special that's going on here. Those of you that listen to AM 950, you know this. I mean, you talk about this all the time with people. And I think it's helpful for people to know and to hear and to experience through another what's been meaningful to them, why they care in this state. Maybe it's something of the legacy. Maybe it's something of what you're talking about now. Maybe it's an approach that we have. I'll tell you that for me, one of the things that I found so wonderful, and we're just getting there, like it's we're working on it, is that the way that Minnesotans have come around refugee communities, people from East Asia, people from East Africa, there's been a big commitment for decades and decades to be the kind of state that cares a lot about other people, that cares about those who need asylum, those who are refugees, those who are immigrants. We've cared about this. It's not always a great experience for people here. We have a lot of racial tension. Race is a significant problem in the state of Minnesota. But our care for refugees and for immigrants has been really impressive. And I think it has set a bit of a standard. I think it is normalized for us our experience in the world. And I think Minnesota should be a leader on this. I think that it's a state that, partly because of its wonderful size, right? The state of Minnesota isn't that big, but it's rich with people. It's rich with participation of people in their in this state and in their work and in their corporations. It really matters. So people care. So you have this real sense that it's approachable and it's understandable. It really matters. So I think that's the kind of thing. What do you find impressive about politics in the state of Minnesota? What do you think is our little jewel? What's the gem that makes Minnesota such a great place? In fact, if you haven't thought about that before, consider that for a minute. Like in the midst of a time when we say that so much stuff is in such struggle, there's fights within the political party, in the Democratic political party. There's clearly separation happening in our country. There's all kinds of pain that our country is causing people. And yet in Minnesota, there's this sense that we know there's a right way. There's a way for us to go, that the path is not uncharted on who we can be as a country and who we can be as a people. And pieces of that are found here in the experience of being a Minnesotan. So I'd love to hear that commentary from all of you, 952-946-6205. Mark kept track of that number and called in. And yeah. what was Mark's guess?
Oh, well, he got it. It was my hometown, so he is the winner.
Yeah.
I told him, yeah, we'll get a hold of him after the show.
Yeah, great.
Figure out what the lucky prize is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yesterday I tried to give away a little lunch together, breakfast together over at Victor's 1929 Cuban Cafe. And that person, you know, we lost track of them, or they didn't call back in. So we could still have that. We still have that one to give.
Still have the phone number. If he is listening and still wants the prize.
Yeah, so if you won yesterday and you want the prize, there's a theory afoot that someone just wanted to win. They didn't want to have to suffer the consequence of the prize of having lunch with the radio host over at Victor's for a free pancake breakfast. Corn pancakes, by the way. Well, so the reason I brought up my hometown and wanted that to be the song is because there's something about this place that feels right to us. It feels good. It's the connection that we have to our land. It's the connection that we have to our politics and the connection that we have to each other. There's an imagination for us here in Minnesota. I'd love to hear about that, especially on a day when Donald Trump is here. And I don't want us to miss that over the course of the day. I don't want to be overly dark about it, or somehow that, you know, if he crosses a border, it's going to make some big difference if he's, you know, 300 miles from us, 100 miles from us, 1,500 miles from us. But what's happening is the whole apparatus is rolling in, the whole campaign format, the whole enterprise of lying, of valueless administration. And I think that's the center of what it is in the conflict that I feel as a Minnesotan, and the way that we try to live a political life here, is that it matters who we are. And there's a sense of values. People want to care for each other. We want to care for the land. We want to care for the process. That's been part of the Minnesota way. And then you have this administration with the Trump administration that is not rooted in any kind of values, but from my vantage point at all. It's often referred to, you know, as a transactional presidency. Now, that's seeping into the entire Republican approach. This is the most scary part of it all for me, is that the Trump administration's way is becoming the Republican way, and people are starting to say, well, that's how we should operate as a Republican Party. So if we end up with that effect of Republicanism being infested by Trumpism, then it's going to start to run through this state as well, where it's about a transaction. I give, you, I get. You give, you get. And that's all we care about. What can each of us give? What can each of us get? That kind of like bare negotiating transactional approach, that's not the common good. That's not what we're doing. That wasn't the imagination of the founders. That wasn't even the imagination of a person that moved into this state 4 years ago from Somalia. They know. Immigrants know. Refugees know. There's something more going on here than just simply some kind of a deal-making transaction that is going to bring about some benefit for me and maybe some benefit for you. And we'll talk about maybe trying to get to a win-win someday. That's not what we do in this country. So it's valueless. And then the Trump administration, frankly, is just so incompetent. This is the power of the power of their incompetence has been playing out on the struggle and the pain caused on these kids on our southern border. It's incompetency that they would make a decision to separate families from their children, that they would separate parents from child, splitting up families. Other presidents knew that there was some bad statutes written. They knew that there was bad court precedent for this. So the reason they didn't prosecute families when they crossed the border is because you didn't want that to happen to children. And then the Trump administration comes in their incompetence and valueless administration. They're not operating by any values. They're operating out of some transaction, some win-win sort of ridiculousness. And because they're incompetent, they don't even know the damage that's going to be caused. So one day they say there's nothing we can do about it. The law is the law. The next day, today, they sign an executive order to solve it, and that's going to have court issues. And their incompetence isn't just, hey, we need our government to be better. We need our efficiencies to be up. Their incompetence damages people's lives. They're so incompetent, it literally hurts people. It's true in Puerto Rico. True in their tax bill. It's true in separating families on the border. I mean, it's just enough to make you think that competence is something we should vote for. And we had that choice in the country, and people chose otherwise. And that's scary, that people were willing to risk that level of incompetence. It's one of the great things about Minnesota. It's been a quite competent place, and it's actually had values. I hope that even any future Republicans in this state don't turn over to Trumpism as they do. Hey, Gary, you have some ideas about what makes Minnesota such a great place.
Well, you're talking about Minnesota, how we're different. Well, first of all, we have a lot of Scandinavians here. Most in the Midwest, I don't know. But they're rich, so it's something like, oh, you go over to Scandinavia today, they have a sense of community and caring for others. And maybe that carried over when these immigrants came. I believe it did some. And then we're the only state that can brag we never voted for a Reagan or a Bush in the whole country, you know. And let's see. And there was a few other things I can't think of them right now. But, it goes back to Hubert Humphrey. I think the sense of justice that he brought to us. Nobody fought harder in the Senate in Washington for civil rights than Hubert Humphrey. He's the guy, you know, Washington's D.C. was a segregated city. When he got there, he actually was the one that in 1947 about integrated the lunchroom there in the Senate with one of his aides.
Isn't that amazing that in some people's lifetime that are listening, that the Senate lunchroom had to be integrated? Unbelievable. That's the case. Gary brings up this whole idea of legacy. That's pretty good. You know, there's a good legacy, political legacy. We've had some champions in our elected politics, that our presidential voting has tended to be honorable from some of our perspectives. But boy, it got close in 2016. That's the scariest part. The state, now, granted, the only reason, you know, we didn't vote perhaps for Reagan in 1984, voting for Mondale, is because Mondale was the hometown guy. Because like every other state, I think, voted for Reagan, except for Washington, D.C. and the state of Minnesota. So it was, you know, it was nearly a win for Reagan across the board. But we almost gave that up. That's the scary part. That the state turned against Hillary Clinton in such a way, it was a bit scary. And maybe it's some of that Scandinavian-ness. You know, I'm not a Scandinavian. I look like one. I'm, you know, big, tall, sort of Viking-looking guy, but I'm not. English is what my spit results came back from. You know, Ancestry.com, we spit in a little tube and then they tell you who your family was. Which I get the science of that, but just the idea that you put some spit in a tube, send it in the mail, and then 6 weeks later you get an email back that tells you who your ancestors were, that's magic stuff right there. That's magic. So I'm not Scandinavian. And Scandinavians have their own, there's another side to the Scandinavian-ness, right? There's this kind of reservedness. I was on a flight flying from Sweden to Norway, and as the plane landed, you know, they tell you that the stuff in the overheads could shift during flight. It's actually true. This person opened the carrier above the seats, and his case fell out and hit another guy in the head. And the one fellow whose case it was Swedish, and the other guy was Scandinavian, so they spoke in English. And the Swedish guy said to the Scandinavian guy sitting in front of me, "My case hit you in the head." And the other man said, "Yes, I know." And that was it. That was the fullness of the exchange.
That's very Scandinavian.
Perfectly Scandinavian.
I was trying to think if there was like an Italian or an Irish.
Yeah, there wasn't an apology.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just simply, I did a thing. It affected you. I recognize you did a thing that it affected me. That's it. We're done. That's the extent of the interchange. So maybe that's part of the thing that makes Minnesota such a lively place, right? Is that you keep those petty fights at bay, or maybe it's just, you know, deeply being buried into the hearts and souls of people, and someday it's going to come out in a. Maybe that's why we're into hockey. Maybe that's the thing. Is it's just got to come out on the ice at some point. Hey, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Minnesota, the greatest state in the union. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on what makes Minnesota great. 952-946-6205. And coming out of the break, we'll have another one of those Bruce Springsteen Guess the Song competitions.
The bus stop to pick up a paper from my
Get your vehicle's summertime service done at Rudy Luther Toyota. The last thing you need is a breakdown while on a road trip or heading to the lake. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. Routine maintenance or a larger repair, easily schedule your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. I trust them. They're fast, courteous, and they do the job right. Get your vehicle summer ready at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jasia from Nightingale at 26 Lindale. My wife and chef Carrie and I invite you to enjoy our local seasonal fare, along with thoughtfully chosen wine and beer lists, a refreshing cocktail selection, and continued dedication to outstanding service. Nightingale's freshly remodeled patio is perfect for dinner, happy hour, brunch, and late night fun. We offer our full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., 2 award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us for Minnesota Matters, a weekly program covering everything that matters in the North Star State. This week, the latest in local politics and a preview of the president's visit to Duluth, suicide awareness in the spotlight, and limiting our kids' screen time during the summer. Tune us in right here or at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Stand up, stand up, you've been sitting way too long.
Hello, this is Ralph Nader, host of the Ralph Nader Radio Hour.
Join me and my guests every week when we dive deeply into the subjects that matter to you the most, but are rarely on the mass media. Every Sunday for early birds at 7 a.m. and Monday at 6 a.m. And if you're not an early bird, 9 p.m. on Monday, right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Would you or your organization like to become better storytellers? The Uptake can help. Learn from the best teachers in Minnesota when it comes to writing, photography, audio documentary, or live video streaming. I'm personally teaching the live video classes. We're offering classes on Saturdays in June. There's a charge, but there's a discount for students and low-income people. Space is limited, so register now at theuptake.org/classes. That's theuptake.org/classes and learn to storytell like a pro.
AM 950, drive time, Bruce Springsteen song guess competition. If you know what that song was and you want to give us a call over at 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205, you can let us know if you your guess on that song, and you're gonna be a prize winner. You can win it right up, that easy. Hey, I mentioned that I know my heritage because I spit into a tube, put it in the mailbox, and then I got information. I mean, you know, something happened in between those activities. But that's you know, from my vantage point, that's what I did. I spit in a tube, put it in a box, set it out in the mail. And a while back, I got some email that told me who I am, where I'm from, and what diseases I should worry about, actually. But Laura from the station here, Laura, who works at the greatest radio station in the greatest state in the union. You have some thoughts about that ancestry.com and finding out who you are by sending your spit around the country. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, okay, so one thing I do think Minnesotans tend to be level-headed, but okay, imagine you were a company and you could tell who was likely to have cancer or not have cancer. And imagine if you had all that information and you could be a part of a human resource company that could help companies employ people who would be likely to have lower health care costs. In a transactional world, would that be a useful tool for the artificial intelligence? My point is, I would stay away from those genetic testing. And I think there was even a story about one being hacked and people getting all that information. I know it sounds kind of fun, but I'd stay away from it because I think there is a danger there. There might not be, but there could be a danger.
Yeah, there could be a danger. You're saying in the fact that all, maybe even beyond my own specific benefit that I get out of it as an individual, you're saying in the aggregate that they would know something about a whole set of people and then have the kind of information that could be used for purposes that aren't beneficial to the person that sent their sample in.
And the number one thing I could see is excluding people from healthcare.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's other things that people are prone to. It could be like, and there's so much, we want privacy. You know, we've been giving away a lot of our privacy, but our DNA privacy. Because not only is it, that DNA privacy, we may not even know what that all entails. I mean, that also, they can identify who's related to whom, and
yeah, I know
so
they do that because I get those.
I do a DNA test.
Yeah, you're staying away from it. Do you know your heritage already?
I'm staying
away from it. Do you already know your heritage?
I know my grandmother.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I know my grandmother. I know my grandparents. And I have some funny stories.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Laura, thanks. That's a good point. If that kind of thing freaks you out, take Laura's advice to heart. That you know, when you do that, when you put your spit in a tube, send it off with the postal carrier, and a few weeks later you get an email back that tells you who you are and what your genetic predispositions are. For some of us, we're quite comfortable with that. I am. But for others, boy, that puts a little fear in them about where that information is on the in-between time. You know, what's going on with that? That's one of the reasons why we need to have the right laws. You need to have the right politicians. You need to have laws that are good and right and just and take all of that into consideration and then enforce those laws and not be chasing children around the southern border and spending millions and billions of dollars on separating families. We can have laws that rather do some good things. Hey, Marvin, I take it you are enough of a Bruce Springsteen fan that you were able to win and make a proper guess at our bumper music.
I got that guess correctly. My third note, that's one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs.
That's your favorite Bruce Springsteen song, Dancing in the Dark?
What? Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah.
One of them, I mean, Bruce Springsteen is a rock star, rock god.
Hey, Marvin, that's awesome.
So,
hey, Marvin, for winning that, I'm going to treat you to a little breakfast item, like some corn pancakes over at Victor's. You know, Victor's
cool.
one of the advertisers here. So,
I know Victor's very well.
Have you ever been to Victor's? Have you enjoyed a tasty breakfast over there yet?
I've never been there for breakfast yet.
Uh huh. Well,
so is it a breakfast dinner or breakfast lunch or dinner?
Well, let's do breakfast. And you can't do one of those Seinfeld things where you order soup and then say it wasn't breakfast. I don't know if you know that line. But
well, I can order a burger or something there, can't I?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
What time?
All right, Brett.
Too early for me, though.
Yeah, Brett will get you information. We can have breakfast anytime. We'll figure that out together. Thanks for being a listener and an avid supporter of AM 950. Appreciate it, Marvin. Hey, a lot going on in our country. You may have heard, and I'm just picking up on this myself, that Donald Trump has signed an executive order rescinding his other order to separate families. So the incompetency and the valuelessness of this administration continues to strike at the heart of how we understand ourselves. Now, I will say that what the Trump administration's heartlessness and buffoonery and incompetence has caused is the recognition, the unveiling, you could say, the showing of some really difficult, painful, and harmful parts of our national society. It's a really big deal. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of opinions that people hold that have been hidden away for a long time, and they've been unveiled. They've been unwrapped. They've been taken out of their coverings and shown to far too many of us. And that's one of the things that's going on. And that's part of the reason that so many of us and find ourselves to be so frustrated is because we've been working so hard to try to create a different way of life in this state and in others. We've been talking about what it means to live as a people, imperfect people in an imperfect country, in imperfect ways in the world, but doing the best that we can to create the kind of country, world, and life that we want. And when an administration like the Trump administration is so blatant in not caring about that, it really spark some of us. So there's a lot of us who care a lot about politics right now in a whole new way because that's the way we're thinking about it. And for those of us in Minnesota, let's hold tight. Let's remember that there's a way that we have found. There's an approach that we have. There's a set of practices. There's a history that we can lean into and that we can remember and that we need to correct and we need to be honest about. That there's, it's not a perfect state. We have our own legacy of the way that indigenous peoples were treated in this state, the way that African Americans have been treated in this state, the way that non-whites and sometimes just flat out non-Europeans and non-Scandinavians have been treated. It's not right, and it hasn't been to our service. It hasn't been the better angels of our nature. But then there have been times where it has been right, and we need to be confessing on both ends. Both the harm and the pain that's been caused, as well as the practices that we want to extend and contribute to the future. We'll talk about this in the second hour in a bit different way. This weekend, lots going on. Some good things, the Pride Parade, some other things happening in our state that are worth talking about. AM 950, it's progressive, it's the voice, and it's of Minnesota. Stick with us here after the hour. Drive time.
Good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Our weekly Native American talk radio show will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. You invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
Burger Mo's gorgeous patio is open for the season. Enjoy nightly happy hours, more than 60 beers on tap, and the weather while you watch your favorite game on the outdoor screen. And don't miss live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, Burger Mo's also offers delicious appetizers, soups, salads, as well as unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Talk radio for progressives with spines. It's the Norman Goldman Show on AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Doug Padge is sitting in here on 4 o'clock drive time on this beautiful Wednesday here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities. The Progressive Voice of Minnesota wants you to know what's happening in our world, what's happening around the world, and those two are colliding today. The President of the United States is flying in. And I've had a lot of times in my life where I recognized the President of the United States was coming to Minnesota. 1983, President Reagan came to my high school. Hopkins High School. I remember everybody else listening was there around then. I was a junior in high school. He was coming. I wasn't old enough to vote. People were all excited about it. I think even back then, the presidency didn't carry quite as much sort of weight when it went to a place as it does now. Like, it's a little surprising to me that
really, you're saying it like it wasn't a huge deal back in 1983?
Well,
I mean, granted, it was a big deal, but not as big as, like, today. Yeah,
it seems that way. Like, I don't know. And maybe it's because I didn't pay attention, but, I can only imagine what the security is like and what the apparatus is like to bring a president into a place. But so I've thought about that. I've seen, I've seen Barack Obama here in the state. I've seen George Bush here in the state. I never personally saw Clinton in the
Bush
state.
Bush actually came to my high school back in 2004. So
is that right? Well, what was that like? Was that a big thing?
At that point, I wasn't
really
that political either myself. So, yeah, it was a pretty big thing. He was promoting, I know, No Child Left Behind at that point. He was kind of giving a stump speech on that. And I think I went to Eden Prairie, so he was trying to use that as an example, saying, be like Eden Prairie. So
yeah.
Be like the very wealthy suburban Minneapolis school.
Don't leave any child behind like they do at Eden Prairie.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when there was a Republican president whose thoughts about children were don't leave any child behind? Remember
kind
those
of
days?
Ironic you say that now, yeah.
Yeah, and now there's a president whose attitude toward children is maybe we should develop a tender care level security space on the southern border for children. It's really something. So the president's rolling into town. That's got me shaken a bit. If anybody's up in Duluth already, or maybe you're listening to AM 950 on your way up, and in the next hour you get there and you want to call in and let us know what the scene is like. Love to see some eyes and ears on the ground up there. I know some friends that are off to a protest up there. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to call in, but the protest is against the Trump administration and what they're doing to children, what they're doing to the country, and all the rest. So I know there's a big counter protest to the rally happening there. So that's a good thing. I think we should think about that. I think we should think about the power of all of that. So the president's rolling into town, and in the midst of that, if you haven't heard the top of the news, the president apparently signed some sort of an executive order that's going to now tell the people that he previously told to separate children from their parents as an act of deterrence to no longer do that. So now saying that thing that was days ago so important that we had to make sure we were keeping our country safe is now something that he can walk away from. And I'll tell you what, the pressure, the public pressure put on the Trump administration, I'll say this over and over so you'll hear it a number of times, but it is a valueless administration. So they're not operating by values. They're just operating out of wins and losses. There's no guiding force. This is what's driving people in Congress crazy and people in the electoral politics as well. And they're incompetent. And you put those two things together, when someone's not operating under values and they're not good at what they do, they have people around them who are uninformed and unwilling to become informed about what they need to be informed about, is really dangerous. So I think that sits at the heart of the problem here. And this is the kind of thing that damages children, ultimately is going to damage our country, and the natural disaster that is the Trump administration is going to take years and decades to recover from at a national political level, like work in natural disasters in our country, like Hurricane Katrina, have been years and decades in the repair. That's what I think we're facing with all of this. That's how it's coming down. But we're talking about the other side of Minnesota, that Donald Trump's not going to come in here and just suck up all the air. Not on AM 950. We're going to talk about some good things going on in the state of Minnesota. Last hour, I wanted people to come in, call in and talk about how they appreciate Minnesota, what it is as a state, how we are in our leadership in this state, what our politics are like. We have to keep telling those good stories, because if you just keep looking at the brokenness starts to feel like it's normal. You don't normalize Trump's behavior or Republicans' capitulation to Trump by talking about it. That's fine. You normalize it by not telling another story about how it ought to be. So that's something that we're going to do here. We're going to be talking with Ian Todd. He wants to be a congressman. He wants to represent Minnesota in the congressional district number 6. If you listened yesterday, I'm going to ask him if he lives there, because I didn't know you could run for a congressional district without living there. I'm guessing that he does, and that's why he's running there. So we're going to talk with Ian Todd about this, about what he wants to do to make Minnesota the kind of place that we want to live in. And when we come out of the break, we're going to go back to our little competition here. I'm an author, so I'm going to give away one of my books to somebody who, after the call or after the break, with that bumper music that comes in, if they're the caller that knows that song, I'm going to give one of my books. I'll just give a book I have in my library. Maybe that'd even be better than the one I wrote. Just a book on my bookshelf.
You could say you wrote it.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hang out with us over the break.
Steer as we drove through town. Tassel my hair. Say something.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are 4 delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking. Or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
When you think of a Russian souvenir, I bet that Matryoshka, the nesting doll, is the first thing that comes to mind. I'm happy to say that our exhibition of these Matryoshka dolls, which delighted thousands of families over the holidays, has been extended through August 11th. Whether you're from Moscow or Mankato, you'll be stunned by the variety, shapes, and intricate details of this massive collection. Deals on Groupon. Visit us today or online at tmora.org.
Did you miss spring cleaning? Then it's time to get your carpet Zero Res cleaned for the summer. There are lots of carpet cleaning options in the Twin Cities, but only Zero Res cleans with patented powered water, so you know you get healthy, clean carpet that's safe for your family. So schedule your carpet cleaning today and get the Zero Res Summer 3-Room Special. And this month you can still get a great deal on your air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on Earth. Artists like Mark Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trust, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Doug Padgett just sitting in today, Drive Time. We're doing one of those Bruce Springsteen Guess the Song competitions. That last one we just played, there's a little deeper dive for people. Might not know that one. But if you do, 952-946-6205. One of my books on the docket, on the line.
Yeah, we're not making it easy and doing like Born in the USA or something. Tougher one. You got to work for it.
That's right. But you know, if you did call in and had a really good guess, we'd probably want to put you on the air if you've made a good guess. So if you know that song, 952-946-6205, we'd love to chat with you about that. Do we have Ian with us?
Yes, we do.
Ian Todd, thank you for running for Congress, my friend.
Why, absolutely. I appreciate that.
I'm a big fan of people running for Congress. I like to do it myself someday. I was under the impression, honestly, Ian, until yesterday, that you had to live in the district to run for a national congressional seat. Come to find out, you don't. How about you? Where do you live, and what seat are you running for?
I live in Chalk Rapids, which is in CD6. You know, I didn't have to, but I decided it was probably a good idea. So Sauk Rapids, just outside of St. Cloud, and, well, CD6, for those of you who know it on the map, is a really weird-looking one.
Yeah, so I was going to say, a lot of people don't pay attention to their congressional districts, right? They don't really know. This one, people might know about because of who the representatives have been, the congressional representatives in that district before. Most famously, perhaps in recent history, Michelle Bachmann. And now Tom Emmer, and soon to be Ian Todd. Doesn't that sound great? I mean, and then soon they'll just drop the introduction of Michelle Bachmann and Tom Emmer. Can you talk a bit about what got you into this? What's motivating you to take your time, your life, and your energy, and to put it directly into saying that you want to represent Minnesotans in Congress in the 6th Congressional District?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I think it starts with me joining the military. I've always been really interested in politics, but mm-hmm. I always thought that was just such a nasty world that I never necessarily wanted to touch, just know about. But, you know, then that feeling of service kind of comes on. And, you know, when I got out of the military, I got out because, well, Trump was the commander-in-chief at the time, and my enlistment came up, and I just couldn't do it.
Huh.
But I still want to serve. And
what part of the military were you serving in?
Oh, I was in the Air Force. I was a geospatial intelligence analyst.
A geospatial intelligence analyst?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, how do you not lead with that on every introduction with people? I was a geospatial intelligence.
Well, man, then people want to ask questions.
Yeah, they do.
You know, it's all classified. So, I mean, what can I do?
That's good. Okay,
yeah,
so
on the radio, I can't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
All right, so without talking about the super secrets that you know about geospatial intelligence, what is it? Just generally, what does a geospatial intelligence agent do?
You analyze imagery. So the imagery that comes down from our platforms, we are the ones taking a look at that. And we also do full motion video.
I see. So like if someone's familiar with like going to their doctor and then having a radiologist read their X-ray, you're like someone who reads the data that comes down from satellites and airplanes and drones and that sort of thing?
There you go.
Is that what you did? All right. Well, that's a particular skill set that someone has developed. As you've scanned the imagery of the 6th congressional district, what do you see? What's it going to take to win there? And what's the heartbeat of that district right now?
Well, I got to say, it's a lot nicer to be closer to the ground doing this. Because you get a much better view whenever you're down there talking to people. And so I've been spending a lot of my time doing these town hall events, going around doing door knocks, and just generally trying to meet as many people within CD6 and hear their stories.
Yeah.
Why do they care? What about politics today is an issue to them that's actually making them go out to the polls? And what I'm finding out is that people are very concerned about the corruption that exists in our country. They still believe in our country, so they're still going to vote, but they're highly concerned about it. Mm. They're concerned about the income inequality. They're concerned about how unaffordable healthcare is. And that's almost universal across everybody that I talk to, and I don't skip over conservatives. I need to hear their voice, too. And when it comes right down to it, they've got the same problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, those seem like they're the kinds of issues that people say when politicians come by and ask them what they're thinking about. And it seems like some that people have been talking about for a long time. And the people in that district, by the numbers at least, have said that they want to vote for Democrats for president and for Congress they want to vote for Republicans over Democrats in that district to be the ones who they trust to take on solving those problems and those issues. That I don't want to speak for you, but that must be sort of frustrating and maddening to you to know that those are all issues that a Democratic perspective has such good, clear, helpful answers on, and yet people in that district have said that they would vote for Donald Trump and they would vote for Tom Emmer and for Michelle Bachmann instead of voting for the Democratic candidate.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. But the interesting thing is a lot of people, when you just take the time to talk to them, do start seeing the merits of the other side.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer that we can start building bridges, even to the people who we once called enemies, because we have to be able to form these coalitions, because when it comes right down to it, we really are suffering in the same ways. And I think a progressive platform that solves everybody's problems, not just some people's problems. And it's certainly not about trying to scapegoat.
Yeah. So, I mean, by the numbers, looking at least on Wikipedia, if those numbers are accurate, you're going to have a shift of nearly 100,000 people. Nearly a third of people are going to have to either increase their vote on the Democratic side, are going to have to reduce their vote on the Republican side, or bring in, 100,000 new voters. I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but how does that feel to you? Does it feel like there's a shift happening? Is there something that's happened since 2016 that you feel like is going to push this forward? What's your approach to addressing those sheer numbers that you're going to have to overcome in the 6th district so that we can all cheer with you on the evening of November 6th?
Yeah. I mean, because I come up with that, against that a lot. It's like, is this even possible? I mean, look at these numbers. But if you're on Wikipedia, look at the numbers from 2012.
All right. I am on Wikipedia.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, go down to those ones and read them out for me, because they're a lot more hopeful. And that is the exact same district. That was right after the 2010 census and the redistricting. So that is CD6 as it is today.
Yeah, and there it was a 5,000 vote difference, a 4,000 vote difference.
Yeah, not a lot, just a percent. And when you have such a tiny amount like that, you realize that you do have a base. It's just, where did they go? And what I'm trying to do is not just find the people who have never voted before, because that's so important. You have to. But I also need to galvanize those people who have voted before, who decided to stop.
Yeah.
Some of them might have switched over, but certainly they had a reason to vote with the Democrats, to vote with the DFL. And you know, what I'm trying to do is go out and build those bridges back up.
I think that's super important.
We were so close, and yep. we can build the power. And as far as what's changed, because something has changed since 2016, and that's the amazing organizations that have been building power all throughout CD6, all throughout Minnesota. But it's truly amazing to see what they've been able to accomplish. And just having those organizations is it's a game changer.
Well, I think that's really important. And you know, there's people here, you know, in the Twin Cities who care about congressional districts that they don't live in, right? It just kind of matters to them. And they may want to be helpful to you, or they might know people that have cabins, or they themselves have cabins up in that area, or they've spent time, you know, up in Benton County and Carver County and up in the northwest or central Minnesota that you're going to be representing, and they want to help you. What could be helpful for you? Like, if people are here in the Twin Cities, maybe in addition to traveling, I don't know, up there, but what could they do to be helpful for your candidacy?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not far to travel if anyone's just itching to do some door knocking, but you feel like it's you know, an automatic victory for you in the area. But I mean, of course, donations always help. And what's really important is getting that sense of community and getting excited about candidates, including the candidates who are in your district. Just something as simple as sharing things on Facebook, just talking to your friends, because, you know, you might live in the cities, but you know people who live in the six, you know, people who live all over Minnesota. So spreading the news is really important, because that's what grassroots organizing is all about. It's all about getting information out to as many people as possible.
And people can head over to your website, I'm sure, and they can find that kind of information to spread around, iantoddforcongress.com. Can I ask you to just explain a little bit some of the punchlines that we hear a lot in politics, which is money helps. And can you talk a little bit about why it helps? And then can you say, because a lot of people don't know, right? Like, it's funny. They think sometimes the candidate gets money. Like, if the candidate raises money and money in politics, they think the candidate's being paid or something, and they're not sure why they would send their money to you, right? And I know the AM 950 listeners are a little bit more attuned to this, and they understand how it works. But the people on Facebook and others who might not know, what would someone like you in your district, what do you do with the campaign money when someone donates to your campaign? How do you spend it?
Well, my favorite place to spend it, and unfortunately the place I don't get to spend it enough, is paying my amazing staff.
Okay.
You know, they deserve much more than what they're getting, because we do run on an incredibly tight budget. It buys Facebook ads. You know, we have to be savvy about where we do ads, and TV just doesn't do the trick like it used to. But of course, advertising is one of the biggest things. It's parade season, so we've been buying a lot of stickers. We've been buying a lot of literature for the door knocks. And we're talking about, you know, just an incredible amount of paper and stickers and, you know, all kinds of printing, yard signs. You know, these things cost a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are constantly recycling through that and, you know, always needing a little bit more literature and, you know, always reaching into those coffers. So in a lot of ways, that's what is being paid for when money comes to us. But it's also about trying to get people together. So it can be renting out halls so we can actually do the town hall events that we do and just get more people together. We've rented pavilions, we've rented actual spaces in city halls, things like that.
And that stuff all matters, but, because it creates an impression that it's that there's something happening, right? I mean, the reason you do all that in stickers and you have meetings and you put up ads is so that people say, hey, Ian Todd's running for Congress here and Tom Emmer's not going to be our congressman if we all vote. And so it creates a reality, doesn't it, that people could be part of something. So it's sort of lifeblood. Not so much the money, but what you spend the money on actually becomes lifeblood of a campaign.
Yeah, it really does. You know, when we leave a parade and every kid who has a Tom Emmer sticker on also has an Ian Todd for Congress sticker on, then, you know, that builds up that narrative that there is a choice. And, you know, parents need to see that when they're taking those stickers off their kids' clothes.
Hey, Ian, are you going to, Kate, can you hold on with us over the break? Is that possible for you to hang on a second? Because I've got a couple more questions for you.
Definitely. I'll be here.
Excellent. All right. Hey, AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Doug Padgett is sitting in here at drive time. We're going to be back with Ian Todd for Congress.com after the break.
The eye, no deathly thunder sound, but justice shows the hand of God that wrote.
Pride Weekend is almost here, and so is the music. Reserve your tickets now. Come out for Pride Night at Music in the Zoo featuring Xavier Rudd with special guest Emmanuel Jal on Wednesday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wiesner Family Amphitheater in the Minnesota Zoo in Apple Valley. Reserved seats are $35 and VIP box tickets are $47.50 plus fees. Don't miss Pride in Concert on Saturday, June 23rd at 5 p.m. in Loring Park, where the main act will be Grammy Award-winning R&B pop singer Brandy, accompanied by her full band and dancers. The opening acts include Jujubee from RuPaul's Drag Race, Grammy winner Jamecia Bennett, and the Vigilantes Collective. The MC for the concert is Ricky Sebastian of Pride Radio. Tickets are $25 for ages 18 plus, and VIP tickets are $99 in advance for ages 21 plus and include free food and beverages and the chance to win meet and greet. Fireworks will follow the show at 10 p.m. Find details and tickets at tcpride.org. That's tcpride.org.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Hello, Minnesota. Norman Goldman here. Join me every weekday as I help you make sense of the issues of the day with some much-needed wit. Today on the show, the national debate continues over the ripping of babies from their mothers' arms. And now, where are the babies? Can they be found? This continues. Donald Trump doubles down. Join me for 3 live hours of the Norman Goldman Show every weeknight here from 5 to 8 on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies tonight with a low around 63. Thursday partly sunny with a high near 79. Friday partly sunny with a high around 80. And Saturday sunny with a high around 81. Blue Sky Services is the home cleaning company for you. They wash windows, siding, gutters, roofs, and more. And this month only, when you call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484, you can get the AM 950 special. That's Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484.
No bombs fell from the sky, no blood soaked the ground. No powder flash blinded the eye, no deathly
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Doug Padgett sitting here at drive time. We're doing the Bruce Springsteen Guess That Song competition. That's a Bruce Springsteen song. It's one of my favorites. I think it's the most apropos for today.
By the way, we do have a winner who will call us in a few minutes.
We do?
Yes.
I can't wait for that winner to call in.
First caller actually got it. I was
first
shocked.
First caller got this is someone I want to know. This is someone, if you know that Bruce Springsteen song, you should look it up. You'll get the inside scoop on what it is. You can look up the lyrics and it'll become your anthem for this political season that we find ourselves in around the country. Talking with Ian Todd. Ian Todd is running for the congressional seat in Congressional District 6, middle of the state and north, that area. Ian, we're really hopeful that you're going to be the congressperson when November 6th rolls around. I really liked your thoughts about what it's going to take to flip that district, that you're going to have to get some people who are dissatisfied with what their votes have been in the past, and that they just can't hang in there any longer. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, is coming into Duluth today, and the person who's currently representing Congressional District 6, Tom Emmer, is going to be up there hugging and being all around President Trump. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. And if you're staying at home or if you're going to be up in Duluth yourself, how are you responding to the congressperson from the 6th District being such an insider with the Trump administration?
Yeah, I'll be sitting this Trump rally out. I'm not too terribly impressed with it, but you know, there's something kind of funny about the fact that Tom Emmer can so rarely be found in his own district.
Yeah, it is.
But he will certainly be in someone else's district, and I feel like he's been messing around in 8 for quite some time, especially with a lot of the bills that he's pressed forward that try to take away our right to environmental review. Those just seem a little off to me. But you know, more to the point, I'm really upset by the fact that he spends so much of his time in lockstep with Donald Trump. You know, even like the issue of the families being ripped apart, he spoke out against it, but he would not name what was causing it and made it sound like this was something that we couldn't do because of the Democrats in Congress, which is just such a lie.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, I would imagine somebody like you who wants to run a campaign about what's meaningful to you, what you want to do in the world, the issues that matter to you. But at the same time, there's just this blatant, painful giving in to Trumpism, which in some ways, in my view, Tom Emmer has been. He was a bit of a preceder in his attitudes and on some of these attitudes that I think made space for someone like Trump. But it's got to be hard for you not to just spend all day wanting to rail on that level of nonsense and lack of support of the values of the 6th District and of Minnesota and of our country. How do you do with that, trying to stay focused on your campaign, invite people into something positive that you want to do, and at the same time have Tom Emmer and Donald Trump in your crosshairs all the time?
Yeah, it's certainly not the easiest thing in the world, but I do try to stay positive. And the way that I do that is I try to present what is the positive alternative mm-hmm. to what we have right now, because I don't think that people, you know, especially not, you know, the DFLers, we don't vote because we're afraid of the other side, because we hate the other side. We vote whenever we care about what our side is saying. And that's one of the things that we can't fall into, because it's so easy to talk about how terrible Trump is, to talk about how terrible what Emmer has done is. But that's not what we need to focus on. What we need to focus on is, well, what's the alternative? What's better than that? Mm-hmm. Clearly this is bad, but what is it that's better?
When you raise that, or someone in a cafe, you meet them, you say, hey, I'm Ian Todd and I'm running for Congress. And they say, you know, what are you going to do for me? What's your pitch? What's the better thing? How do you lead? What's your first statement that you're saying to a potential constituent when they want to know what positive thing you have to offer? What do you find to be the golden nugget?
The thing that I lean into is the thing that I'm the most passionate about. And I think that that's how everybody should do it when they run. And for me, and that's getting the money out of politics.
Okay.
I think that corruption has gone on for entirely too long. And when I talk about that, it's something that I can actually connect with both, you know, my base and much more conservative voters within the district, because, well, 93% of Americans think that there's a serious problem with the money in politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to open that door and have more conversations.
Are people responding to that? Do you feel like that's really starting to stir up the crowd up there in the 6th district?
Very much so.
Great.
I think it might be stirring up the entire country, quite frankly.
I love it. So if people care specifically about that across the state and in national politics, they should head over to entoddforcongress.com. Do you have anything going on right now that you want people here in the Twin Cities to know about? Any big events happening, or anything that seems central to your campaign here for the early part of the summer?
oh, well, we have so many parades on the schedule, and I would absolutely love it if everyone could find the parades that we're heading to and join us.
So many parades.
You know, you can sit
awesome.
On the sideline and enjoy a parade, or you get to walk in a parade, and I'll give you a free T-shirt. It'll be amazing.
Oh, that is – okay, so just a quick count. You don't have to be exact. Somebody will probably tell you, you know, that you missed one or two. But about how many parades are you going to be involved in over the holiday weekends here?
Oh, man. Well, I've walked in over six, and during the holiday weekend that's coming up, yeah, that's I don't know how many more I have. I think that it's somewhere around 8 to 12.
I mean, I would imagine you're walking one of those parades, and you're saying to yourself, I really want to be a congressperson. That's what I want to do. And instead, I'm walking in a parade, giving out stickers and throwing candy to the waiting masses of children with their hands sticky
hands
stuck up.
They have been so much fun.
Are they?
Though.
Oh, and that's good.
They really are. They're so much fun. I feel like I have laryngitis after every single one. It's so much more than standing up and giving a speech, because you're just, you know, yelling into the crowd over and over.
Well, you must be well cut out for it. I don't like anything about a parade. I'm just a curmudgeon about it. So I guess I'm just thinking that's a horrible thing to have happen to you. But if you love it, you should. I think you should be front and center at every one of those parades. So Ian Todd for Congress.com. Ian, congratulations, and I look forward to calling you Mr. Congressman.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate that.
You bet. Good luck to you. Hey, a lot going on in the state of Minnesota, and we're having a Bruce Springsteen Do You Know That Song competition today for the bumper music. And Kyle knew that song. Kyle, what song was your what song did you guess? What title?
The song is "Death to My Hometown."
Yes. How do you know? How did you happen to know the song "Death to My Hometown"?
Well, it's on a record called "Wrecking Ball."
Yeah.
And I actually worked, I was in a band, probably about 6-7 years ago, and we actually recorded with, the producer of that record. His name is Ron in Yellow. He's kind of done a lot of the Bruce Springsteen records lately, but it's a great record. If you haven't heard it, I would say it's probably his like rock record that answered, The Rising, back in 2002, I think. So I would check it out. I think it's great.
Kyle, you are a man after my heart, friend. That is that is awesome. Those are many of the things that I was going to say. I mean, that it's kind of do you want to nerd out on that song for just another minute?
Absolutely.
It's kind of an interesting song in that it's the response to my hometown, right? Where he writes this kind of heartfelt sense that there's a hometown that he remembers as a kid and he's going to return to someday. And then he writes this song after what happened with the economic crisis and the choices of the Bush administration in the country. And it's basically that there's been a silent war that's ripped through our country and brought death to that hometown. I think it's really powerful. And part of the reason I think it matters in our day and age is because what some of us see in the Trump administration, what we see in the Minnesota Republicans, is really blatant. And we've said to ourselves over and over, how could this be happening? And it's, I think, partly because this silent war went on for all of these years, and sometimes Democrats even became unwitting participants in it, of creating an entire perspective and thought about how we would treat people in our country and labor and workers and factories and homes. And it really roots back to those times. And what the Trump administration and the current Republicans have done is taken advantage of that. So, I mean, this song, I think, is, you know, I care a lot about lyrics, and but also the vibe of it. Do you think any of that about the song, too?
Yep.
Do you think it kind of fits this this narrative that there's been this war going on?
I think it absolutely does. It's very appropriate for today. I think it just creates a lot of visuals. It's a dismantling of basically what when Springsteen came out. I mean, he was the working class guy fighting for the normal guy, and he's basically lamenting here, I think, a bit.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, thanks for being.
It's kind of fun that it's
style of the of almost like an Irish drinking song too.
It is. It's an Irish drinking song, and it's this Irish war song. And I'm a real dove. I'm a total, you know, like nonviolent activist. And the great thing that he says in the song, because it sets up this kind of war like mentality. And what he says you need to do in this song is you need to get a song in your heart and a song that you'll sing when the Robin Bearers come back to steal everything from you, right? That you're going to win this war with a different story in your heart, not by fighting battle for battle. It's a genius Springsteen song, and I think it really has a lot to do with today. So Kyle, thanks for listening. I appreciate your support of the station, and congratulations. And Brett will take down your information. I'll send you a book.
Sounds great. Thanks. It was fun.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, I'll leave you the last minute here before the break. I just want to leave you with the lyrics to this song because I think it fits our day. I won't sing them. I'll just quote them to you like a piece of poetry. No cannonballs did fly, Springsteen writes. No cannonballs did fly. No rifles cut us down. There were no bombs that fell from the sky. No blood soaked the ground. No powder flash blinded the eye. No deathly thunder sound. But just as sure as the hand of God, they brought death to my hometown. No shells ripped the evening sky. No cities burned down. No armies stormed the shores for which we'd die. No dictators were crowned. I woke from a quiet night. I never heard a sound. Marauders raided in the dark, and they brought death to my own hometown, boys. They brought death to my hometown. They destroyed our families' factories, and they took our homes. They left our bodies in the plains, and the vultures picked our bones. So listen up, my sonny boy. Be ready when they come. For they'll be returning just as sure as the rising sun. Now get yourself a song to sing and sing it till you're done. Yeah, sing it hard and sing it well. Send the robber barons straight to hell. The greedy thieves who came around and ate the flesh of everything they found. Whose crimes have gone unpunished now. Who walk the streets as free men now. They brought death to my hometown. That's the storyline. There has been 25 years of people setting up this war on America, this war on liberty, this war on freedoms. And then the Trump administration just came sliding in, took it all over. We've got a song to sing. We've got a story to tell. We've got a life to live. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
Standard Heating and Air Conditioning knows nobody loves summer more than us Minnesotans. We also love being smart with our money, which is why during June we're offering our AC Performance tune-up for $25 off. We're also offering savings of $700 on new AC systems. It all adds up to a lot of reasons to love summer even more. Call for an appointment and spend the season in cool comfort. Some restrictions apply. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating, the comfort you deserve.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass, with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts, 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, 4:50 in the afternoon. Get yourself a song to sing and sing it till you're done. I love that phrase out of that Springsteen song. Hey, Mark from Fridley, you've got a couple of thoughts here about that Springsteen music too, huh?
Well, just one trivia question for you.
Oh.
Who was the actress that was participated in and danced with Bruce Springsteen in the
Courtney Cox
in the Dark video?
Yes, and then she, who later went on to her fame on Friends. Good one. Hey, am I right? Was that is that the right answer?
Yeah, you're right. So you are Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I've got a trivia question for you on that same one. Do you know where that video that was the video was concert video? That was the video for Dance in the Dark. Do you know where that concert video was shot?
That wasn't Duluth, was it?
I think it was at the Excel. I think, well, whatever the Excel is now, whatever that was, the St. Paul Civic Center. Yeah, Minneapolis, the center of it all. All the good things come through the land of God and goodness here some way or the other.
You bet. And we're all alone in this together, so we better buck up. I just want to segue because I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen guy, I'll admit it. But the lyrics of that song, people need to take to heart.
Yeah, death
and
to my hometown.
And I want to segue from Bruce Springsteen decrying the oligarchs spending all of our treasure to go conquest other people's lands.
Nice.
Nothing has changed, and I just want to point out that while we were in lockstep paying attention to both sides of the border wall controversy, our government did a couple of really heinous things. One was they just expanded the amount of money we give to the War Department to attack people anybody that we see get in the way of what the American imperialism dream is. We agreed to spend $716 billion on war while we have millions of our own people who are lacking food, housing, and access to health care. And what I want to point out is that when you have cancer, brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, the doctor doesn't say good news and bad news. Half of your pancreas has cancer. The other half is pretty good. Half of your brain has cancer. The other half is... Just because the other side is horrible, it doesn't make necessarily the other side good. And again, I am all in favor of praising people when they do right, but I think it's equally important to address when they do wrong. And if not for the help of 38 Senate Democrats, including Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, Pat Schumer, Patrick Leahy, Dick Durbin, Sherrod Brown, progressives like this couldn't have passed. And there has to come a time where you're either morally opposed to something or you're not.
Yeah, there's a moral crisis and a backbone crisis. Yeah, Mark, thanks so much. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate your comment about that while we were paying attention to this tragedy of separating families and the borders, these other things are still happening. That's what's important to remember. There's a lot of things happening that are going on. Julie in Minneapolis, you have a thought along these lines too. That there have been other things happening that we need to keep our eyes on, with the GOP cutting Medicare.
phone, so hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, I got
then
you.
I've got a real weird Springsteen thing if you've got time.
Always have time for
yesterday,
that.
I believe, the Republicans came out with their plan. I think it's got a cute title, A Better Future for America, something like that. $537 billion to be cut from Medicare.
Unbelievable.
$4 billion to be cut from Social Security. A lifetime cap, individual cap on Medicaid. So if you get cancer or something, too bad. Like the old insurance companies. You know, we're all rightfully super concerned with this immoral immigration thing that's going on. But I think Trump digs that we're thinking about that and not paying attention to what the Republicans are really pulling on us.
Yeah, I think you're right, Julia, especially on this thing that's often
one
called.
One quick thing about Springsteen. You know, I was in my OBGYN's office a month or two before the election.
That's a lot of news.
And I saw a cover, you know, of Vanity Fair with Springsteen. Oh, I'm going to open this and look at this. I opened it, and there were about five pages of an almost nude you-know-who in the White House, Trump. And one of them had him almost totally nude with a young chick kneeling in front of him. I kid you not. I was pretty disgusted, but now I wish I had kept that thing because it's probably worth
one. I don't even know how that could happen. That's unbelievable. Thank you, Julie.
I'm serious.
Yeah, that's that is you know, from just all the irony of that story is super rich from where you discovered that magazine all the way through. And I really want to just emphasize your point that the GOP, the Congress, is they're trying to do some things on what are called entitlement reforms, especially on Medicare and Social Security. And one of the reasons that some of us, what some of us have been saying, where is Paul Ryan in all of this? Why isn't he speaking out against Trump? I think what's going on is that Paul Ryan has had a personal and professional commitment to change the promises in Medicare and to change the promises in Social Security. And that's what he's working to do. And he will put up with so much of this Trump stuff because it allows him to do what he set out to do when he ran for Congress and one of the reasons that he was willing to take on the speakership. So keeping our eye on these, quote, entitlement reforms is a crucial part of being a part of the resistance, not only because it's important to people in this country, not only because it would devastate so many people and it is so wrongheaded, but because it's part of the it's part of the rationale that's going on right now where Republicans have said that they've made a bargain with Trump. And if we all only stay distracted, then this stuff's going to happen. Now, here's the solution to this. And that isn't that you have to worry about yet another thing. It's the theory called many eyes, as in a lot of eyes, many eyes theory. It's used in all kinds of systems theory and all kinds of change theory. And the idea is that you invite more people to be looking and watching and paying attention. So what we need to do in this country is have many eyes theory going on. Everyone's watching and paying attention to the things that matter to you. And at different times, different topics are going to take the focus of national attention, of social media attention, of personal attention, but we all need to keep watching the things that matter to us. So if it matters to you about war spending like it did for Mark, if it matters to you like it did for Julie, that Medicare is being cut and Social Security is being cut, keep your eyes on those things and trust that other people are watching the others. And don't fall into the trap of telling people that they shouldn't pay attention to the thing that matters to them. And also don't fall into the trap of not listening to the thing that matters to someone else. Many eyes is what's always served this country well, that we all pay attention. That's why openness in government and a free press are so important, because they connect us to these places where we can find ways to pay attention. So keep your eyes open, keep your eyes peeled. And as for some reason, we're strangely reminded at the airport, if you see something, say something about it. So that thing that matters to you, say it to somebody, say it somewhere well, and get a song in your heart and sing it loud and sing it well. I'm Doug. Tomorrow I won't be here, but I'll be running around, riding around, walking around a couple lakes. You can find out about that over at longestday.us. Thanks for the drive time. Walk the streets of screaming now.